What is up, everyone? Welcome to PGG, Pretty Good Gamers, the podcast where we teach you what is up, episode 1. This is the podcast where we tell you about things that matter to gamers. Hello, I am your PGG host, Vincent Chen.
And I am your PGG co-host, Andrew Koo. Stories making headlines this week include NVIDIA has released a new text-based game. It's free, and all you have to do is have a Twitter account to play. In regards to Dota 2, Newbie has won TI 2014 and beating Vici Gaming in the finals. Steam Music is now in beta. It's basically an MP3 player that you can access via the Steam overlay. Fear not, it's still in beta. Maybe it's going to be a useful tool for playing those nifty soundtracks that you've bought. Battlefield Hardline's release date is getting pushed back into 2015. Its original release date was October 2014. Oculus has posted a new and improved health and safety documentation. Yeah, you know those warnings that every game and console display when you first turn one on? Maybe you should pay a little attention about them with this new virtual reality headset. The Walking Dead Season 3 has been confirmed at San Diego Comic-Con. The Walking Dead Season 2 was pretty popular, and I'm pretty sure Telltale Games will make a home run with this again. First up, NVIDIA's new text-based game, Ultimate Quest.
Right, okay, so, have you taken a look at it?
I didn't play very much into it, but it's a pretty pretty in-depth game.
Right. So Ultimate Quest is a game made by NVIDIA. It's text-based. So like it's different. I mean, I have actually played like a couple hours of it, and it's interesting. Like if you really like the whole cybernetic intrigue, it's a good game. It's a good game to play. But really takes a while to get into it, because it's hard.
For there are a lot of choices to make.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because, like, it's all based on, like, the three things you can do. Like, look at, examine, analyze, recycle, and use. And because you're so limited, it's hard to get through everything. Like, without, like, actually trying everything at once. Because, like, it's like one of those old school adventure games where you have to use, like the block on the circle door to see what happens, and like that, because that's what gives you the clues. And it's really hard. But to be honest, like it's a very well made adventure game. That's all I really have to say about it. Up next in Oculus news. Oculus has put notices in their safety document that are rather generic, but are awkwardly specific in other parts.
For example, take special care to ensure that you are not near other people, objects, stairs, balconies, windows, furniture, or other items that you can bump into or knock down when using or immediately after using the headset. That's weird.
Okay, so like common sense.
That's right. It also continues by, do not handle sharp or otherwise dangerous objects while using the headset. Never wear the headset in situations that require attention, such as walking, bicycling, or driving.
Okay.
It's as if that you're gonna use the headset for bicycling and driving.
Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like they kinda had to put it in there, because like they don't want to be liable, right? It's this new technology, and like people are gonna be kind of stupid sometimes.
Oh yeah, true that.
Like, to be honest, like I know, like there are people who are gonna be trying to use it in a car to simulate racing. I don't know, it's weird.
It also continues by, do not use the headset when you are tired, need sleep, or under the influence of alcohol or drugs.
Yeah,
those are some really nice video ideas.
I mean, yeah. Hey,
watch me use the Oculus while I drink 10 gallons of booze.
I think that would make some for some like pretty hilarious let's play videos.
Do not drive, operate machinery, or engage in other visually or physically demanding activities. That's obvious. Don't do this.
So the other day, ESPN was hosting Dota 2's TI4 on their channel, which caused a lot of hubbub. Like, many regular sports fans took to Twitter to voice their opinions. Team Newbie took first place in their rather lackluster matches during the finals to Weechi Gaming. Days after TI4 has ended, Valve has given us some numbers to crunch. 20 million unique viewers tuned in and a 2 million concurrent viewers milestone was reached. A source from ESPN has stated that they will indeed look further into broadening their prospects into esports. And as a fan of esports and not much regarding regular sports, this is pretty good news. Well, so thoughts?
I think this is going to set paving stones for a nice foundation where, you know, in Korea already, basically StarCraft 2 is a national sport.
Right. Like in Korea, it's become legitimized.
Where prize pools like these, where first place gets 5 million, where the entire prize pool is 10 million, well, almost close to 11 million, more and more people might opt to go for esports as, like, a career.
Right. And, like, right, exactly. So, right now, we're in this awkward transition period where people want esports to become legitimate in its own right, rather than, you know, oh, that's just gaming. But it's gaming that's fun to watch people compete in. And regardless of whether or not you consider them as athletes, they're still playing something that is engaging to watch. So I feel like yes, people, sports fans did get really angry, but really, like, it's about the same thing. Right, you're watching other people play a game.
Heck, you can even go to your local bar and chill with your Dota fans, your fellow Dota fans, if you wish. I personally watched finals, and finals weren't that great since the players were picking the same top tier heroes, which, you know.
Right. To be honest, like, Dota 2 is I guess if the correct uproar is that Dota 2 isn't the best game to be streaming, because it's a complex game where you can't really get into it from an onlooker's standpoint, right? Because with the way they were handling it, they had to have a whole separate newbie stream so that noobs can, like, understand what's going on. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's definitely, like, a really good step. It sets a really good precedent that competitive games are becoming the norm. Where they, like, last time, the big League of Legends tournament was held in the Staples Center. Like, it filled the whole center, and now it's being broadcast on ESPN. We're going into this really good position in where, like, games, competitive games in general, can be fun for regular people to watch. It's going to be, like, become the norm, and I think it's going to be nice.
Yeah, and with due to recent successes regarding Dota 2, Valve has come out and said, oh, hey, with this Counter-Strike global offensive scene and the competitiveness about it, we might do the same or even better.
Right. With the success of Dota 2, right? Like, obviously they're gonna try to put the other games to legitimize the other games as well, and I think, just in general, that's good. Like, right now, there's going to be a lot of pushback from the people who think sports is just physical things. But, I mean, people broadcast chess matches, right? ESPN2 also, like, they also broadcast, like, poker matches. That's not athletic, right? I mean, those games, like, a lot of the are not really athletic games are being broadcast on ESPN2, and people don't really care. But why is it, like, just gaming, right? Because gaming used to be associated with, like, what nerds used to do, right? Nerd culture. But now that it's becoming more legitimate, like, everybody's starting to do it, like, people are getting mad, and because they don't like change.
Yeah, and like you were saying about how people broadcast, like, chess and stuff, even chess isn't as fair as these online MOBAs, where, like, I've heard 57% of the time, if the person goes first, the person will most likely win, compared to 54% of the compared to the guy who goes second.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. So, with games becoming more legitimate in competitive sports news, right? We get this whole, like, it's going to become better for games in general to become a legitimate form of media. Like, because, yeah, so then we don't need to deal with big news outlets condemning games because they're not useful to society, when in all honesty, they really are.
And then probably the next question that we should probably consider is saturation good? Should we have League of Legends, Dota 2, Heroes of New Birth, what was that? The WildStar?
Smite?
Oh, WildStar? Should those
WildStar?
Yeah, is there room enough for those kind of MOBAs to come in?
Like for all different types of, like, video game, like if we're just talking about MOBAs, is it okay for, like, 5 or 6 MOBAs to be out in the open? I feel like, I don't know, like, I feel like it would be better only, yeah, I mean, really the most popular ones are going to be the ones who are going to be taking up the spaces, right? Because, like, especially with StarCraft, the number one RTS right now is StarCraft, StarCraft 2, and it's obvious that's going to be what's broadcast if you're going to be doing RTS games. But with MOBAs, especially right now, it's kind of hard to tell. But yeah, I feel like we're in a really good, the community is in a really good position right now, where we're starting to become more legitimate, and that's good.
And regarding the International 2014, whereas you as a player could help contribute into the pot, where you could buy like $10 for the compendium, and every book that is bought, $2.50 would be inserted into the pot, which is kind of like global teamwork. And like there's also
it's a crowdfunded pot, which is good, it's interesting, where so if they don't have the money of wealth themselves, they're not really that rich, right? So it makes sense that they're crowdfunding the pot for the competitors.
And it's worth it too, because the players themselves they get like a win-win opportunity, because they can pay money and they could get things like new skins and like promises, like for like new content, new announcers and stuff, which Valve has set milestones for. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's interesting. Like, I wouldn't like discount it. Like, it's good. Okay, so up next we're gonna talk about Twitch. Alright, so the other day BBC did a report on Twitch where it wasn't very good, to say the least. Total Biscuit did a segment on his, yeah, he did a rant on his video blog, and I think it was pretty interesting. All right.
Yeah, because like considering how the guy on BBC was very close-minded, very arrogant, and the guy that he interviewed wasn't very bright about video game streaming and how popular it is.
They didn't exactly find the right sources, to be honest. Like, I don't know. I mean, with BBC especially, like, come on, you're a really big network. You should be finding like good legitimate sources, but they didn't. So very bad reporting on their part, to be honest.
And it shines a very bad light towards the streaming community.
Right. Okay. So I guess we'll take this opportunity to tell people what Twitch is, right? So Twitch is it's a video streaming website where gamers can stream their videos to other people, so people can watch other people play games, basically, in real time. And like what the mainstream media is wondering is like, why would you wanna like watch someone else play a game, right? And the reason is it's not about watching someone play a game, because yeah, that's part of it, but it's also because like games are an interactive medium that are played differently by different people, and the people are personalities themselves, right? They're funny, they're interesting, they have good insight, right? People watch them for like those reasons, not because they just want to watch them play a game, right? It's like watching football, where the casters are narrating everything that's happening, right? You don't really, yes, you can watch the game, but you can also watch the game be narrated and explained to you.
Yeah, and people are thinking that people who watch Twitch are crazy, because statistics show that 60% of Twitch viewers watch for more than 20 hours a week.
Right.
That, yeah, and then if you're let's say you're, I don't know, you're part of NBC New York, and you have this show that's coming out, and you want the hype train to, you know, get into the station. You want those viewers.
Yeah, you want those primetime viewers. Yeah, they're in all honesty, they're just, a lot of them are just butthurt that they're not getting all of the views, right? Because most of everything, or most of the media we consume nowadays is online. Mm-hmm. Right? And like those big major news, like those big major TV corporations can't really, they can't proliferate into the online as well as people who started off online. So I actually think that's the free market in action. I think it's a good idea. I think it's good. But yeah, really, like BBC
should get their act
doing
together.
Doing such a blatantly bad report. That's unacceptable, to be honest. Because at this point, like, we as gamers need to be represented in a better light. We need to be represented as serious people, even though what we do is slightly not so serious, but serious at the same time. Because it's not like games are bad, right? Because you learn things from them, right? And I feel like it's better to play games than just sit and watch like TV for 20 hours straight, right? Just like with Twitch, you're watching other people like do things, and they're talking and they're interacting and they're teaching you about the things that they're passionate about. I think that's a lot better than just passively being fed all of this like media, like all of these TV shows and stuff like that from the TV. Not that they're bad, it's just,
it's very one-sided.
Yeah, it is extremely one-sided.
You know.
Yeah.
And tons of people make livings off of Twitch.tv, where, you know, you could, if you're a regular viewer to your favorite streamer, you can give him his salary by subscribing to him, or you can watch ads, which, you know, which are built in and stuff, but Twitch.tv is really good for entertainment.
Well, yeah, really, really, it's superb. Like the fact that you can pay for what you want, that you can directly give them what you think they deserve, and really, it's a good way to, you know, provide content, right? Because everyone wants to see more content, like content creators, and it's a good way to really do it.
Whereas things like, since Google is planning to acquire Twitch.tv, and Twitch.tv is going to soon have tipping with virtual currencies, with digital currencies.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be pretty freaking amazing. To be honest, like, if I can, like, just tip a random streamer, like, 100 Dogecoin just for the heck of it, hey, I'd definitely do it. Especially with, like, all the smaller cryptocurrencies where you can just give them money, like, because it's, like, not that much. Everyone will be doing it, and it's going to make the community much better, I think.
And it's going to be fun, because, right. Hey, you got that triple kill in League of Legends.
Oh, right.
Good play, good mechanics. Here, have some, have a tip.
Right, like you know, like, hey, I got like this amazing backstab in Counter-Strike. It's like, oh, here, have like some money. I don't know. Like, it's because you can tip so little, it makes it easier to give them, like, to help them, or, like, you know, keep them giving you content that you like.
Yeah, and then, like, if a lot of people tip, like, in small increments, it builds up, so what you think isn't much is actually a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
So, either way, the content creator is going to be thankful.
Definitely,
it's
definitely.
Really cool.
Yeah, so, yeah, okay, I think that just about wraps up the first episode. Alright, so...
any last words to say?
Not really. I think we covered quite a bit. We're going to be doing these podcasts bi-weekly for the next month or so. So look forward to that. But after school starts in like September-ish, we might switch to a weekly schedule instead. So less frequent, but probably more content.
Yep.
Right, and especially with the first episodes, they're not going to be so great, so please bear with us.
The road is going to be bumpy.
Alright, so I think that's it for now.
That's it. This all is,
right, bye guys.
Pretty good.
Oh yeah, this is Pretty Good Gamers.
And we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Great week. Great week.
Great week. And tune in for the next episode.
Alright, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.